The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So after lunch, it's often good to emphasize a straight spine, sitting up strong, some sense of strength in your spine. It can be helpful to bring some attention to the base of your spine, the lower part of your back, and give us a little sense of strength there, stability, strength. Sometimes that can be achieved by ever so slightly accentuating the natural curve at the very base of the spine, or near the base. So it feels kind of strong there. And then up out of that strength, an uprightness and alertness up through the vertebrae. And when you get to the spine between your shoulder blades, to have that be a little bit energized there, awake, a little bit, take that point between your spine, between your shoulder blades, and maybe gently pull it in a little bit. Slightly. Maybe it opens up your chest a little bit more to do that. And then take a few long, slow, deep breaths into your shoulders. Really let your shoulders kind of lift up naturally with the deep in-breath. And then as you exhale, gently allow the shoulders to roll back. So again, maybe it opens up your chest a little bit and allows the shoulder blades to begin floating down the back. And again, taking some gentle but bigger breaths as you exhale, relax all the edges of your energy, of your agitation, or your edges of your body. Soften around the edges. Taking a deep breath into your belly. Right down to the bottom of your belly, fill it up, and then relax as you exhale. And then letting your breath return to normal. Then beginning by just taking stock. Noticing how you are, how your breathing is, with no attempt to meditate per se or make something happen. Just notice how it is for you now, in this body. Letting yourself be at ease. And then within your body, as part of your body, feeling your breathing, the body breathing. and stabilize your awareness, your attention, on a particular small area where you most clearly feel your breathing. It could be as small as a little square centimeter or a square inch, or a little bit bigger. But let your attention, as best you can, come to rest or surround itself around that point. Gently steadying the attention on this particular place where you feel the alternation, the rhythm, alternating sensations that come when you breathe in and you breathe out. And let your interest, your concerns, your engagement of the mind, let it as best you can be channeled into your spot, your area for the breathing. Letting go of everything else. When the mind wanders off, relax, let go, soften the thinking mind, and steady yourself. A real sense of steadying, holding steady. On that place where you feel the wave of breathing in and out. As you steady the mind on your breathing, it's not so much you're fixating or holding, but in part you're letting go into. You're just letting go of everything that gets in the way. And in letting go, what's left is this settledness, steadiness, focus when breathing in and breathing out. Staying with your breathing and using the focus on breathing as a conscious way of letting go of your thinking. Each time you exhale, remembering to let go of your thoughts in favor of steadying the mind on your small area of contact with breathing. relaxing the thinking muscle so you can relax into breathing, connecting as fully as you can with your spot, your place of breathing for the in-breath, this in-breath and this out-breath. notice how you might get involved with thinking, the drive to think, the impulse. Let go, let go, let go. Settle yourself calmly, happily, on the simplicity of breathing in and out, content that nothing else has to happen but just breathing mindfully. Staying with your breathing, but also noticing when thought arises. Notice if you get involved or if you don't get involved in the thought. Notice the arising of a thought and notice how it ends, noticing ceasing. Either you let go of it or you return more fully to the breath. Just notice also that thoughts pass. Some of the things you were thinking this morning are no longer here. Notice how they arise and they pass. And see if you can stay mindful without engaging the thinking. What happens to your interest to think, your drive to think, when you can, in a sense, sit back and notice that the thinking arises, and then it passes also? Stay with your breath. relax your interest in anything besides the breathing, steadying your mind on your spot, your small area, steady, settled, peaceful, like a broad lake. So if you find yourself a little more calm, calmer than you usually are, more settled at all, doesn't have to be much, or more mindful, or what perspective do you have now on your interest in things? On what the mind gets interested in, and what you think is interesting or not interesting, or what's the interest level in the normal things that the mind gets preoccupied with?